Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. And welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, in today's episode, it's Volume 5, Episode 75. Yeah, can you believe that? 75 episodes. That's either consistency or insanity or a little bit of both. So today's episode is a Q2 check-in or second quarter check-in for all my friends out there in the building products world. So if you're a manufacturer, a contractor, a rep, distributor, or folks grinding it out on both ends of the channel, look, if you're feeling like Q2 came in swinging a 2x4 instead of a lifeline, you're not alone. So anyway, hey, thanks for joining, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we are available on all platforms of YouTube, if you're on Spotify, if you're on iHeartRadio, if you're on Apple Podcast or Amazon Podcast. So thanks for listening. And let's jump in. We're getting close to Q3. We're halfway through Q2. Okay. So some of you are kind of getting a little nervous. So Q2 is kind of looking like it might be rough. So here's what I'm hearing on the streets, and maybe you are too. Hey, for example, we're down 20%. And leadership is in full panic mode. We're going to miss Q2 by a mile. Now, marketing and leadership wants a viral campaign, whatever that means. Here's another thing I'm hearing. We've got more meetings about why sales are slow than actual sales calls. Look, does this sound familiar? You're not crazy. You're not alone. Here's what the numbers are telling us. So first of all, housing starts for single family homes fell 14.2% in March of 2025. Again, that's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That's the lowest since 2020, thanks to high interest rates and cost uncertainty and obviously, you know, tariffs, which I'll talk about in a minute. Remodeling spending is softening too. Okay, this is kind of might be bad news for the big box guys. Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies predicts a 7% decline in residential renovation spend by year's end. Now, that's, again, the source of that is Harvard. Meanwhile, tariffs are adding 10 to 15% to core product costs, creating chaos across the supply chain. Again, that's according to the National Association of Home Builders. So now layer that on top of sales burnout, pricing objections, you know, market hesitation, disengagement among middle managers. Yeah, it's understandable that folks are reaching for the panic button, but here's the good news. There's still time to turn it around. And it doesn't require magic. It just requires some clarity, consistency, and rebuilding confidence. Why do things feel out of whack? Well, let's break it down where the pain point's coming from. Number one, you're invisible in the marketplace. I can't tell you how many companies I talk to who haven't even posted on their social account probably since 2022. They're like that one booth at a trade show with no signage, no samples, no rep, just a lonely guy sitting there at the table playing Candy Crush. Okay, you've seen that. You know what I'm talking about. Visibility builds trust. And in 2025, your online presence is your handshake. So if you're wondering why sales are down, you got to ask yourself this. Are we even showing up where buyers are looking? Are we even on social media? Okay, this is where consistent organic social, again, I don't mean paid advertising, just showing up on your own channels, whether it's YouTube or Facebook, Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, whatever you're on, that kind of presence educates, engages, and reminds people that you're alive. And that can make a big difference, especially in these times. Okay, number two, everything feels like chaos. There's missed handoff. There's no defined follow-up processes. Operations is duct taped together with optimism and an Excel spreadsheet. I hear and see this all the time. I mean, the big disconnect from when, you know, when the salesperson gets the order, it goes to your customer service or order management. There's no defined process. It takes them, you know, days or weeks to enter it. Then it goes out to your production floor, and then there's no, you know, material ready. There's, you know, delivery's a mess where it gets out there and there's a quality issue. Then the job site is behind. The contractor ordered the wrong thing maybe, or maybe it was damaged on site. You got to get a replacement. You know, the GC and the building owner yell. I mean, just on and on and on. That's it. It all starts with the basics, folks. Okay. So if you listen to my podcast, you've heard me say this a million times. Success is executing the basics flawlessly and making it easy for your customers to do business with you. But if you have chaos, those things aren't happening in your business. And here's the thing, you're not broken. Okay, you're just unaligned. You're misaligned. Okay, look, I've worked with and in companies where installing a simple operating system, a simple process, defining roles, rhythms, and results turn frustration into flow. Okay, look, you don't rise to the aspirations of your goal. You're going to fall to the level of your processes. And that's why most of you are just in chaos right now. So with that, I've created what's called the Platinum Performance Operating System, not because I like buzzwords, because businesses need systems, not slogans, and we can help with that. And the third reason, number three, your sales team is stuck. This is the time of year where salespeople either double down or start polishing their resumes. Hey, the market's tough. Everyone's got objections, and most reps are flying blind. There's no support. They're expected to solve problems. They're expected to do things that they have no control over. And they're still flying blind with a script that was wrote during COVID. And listen, great salespeople aren't born. They're trained, they're coached, they're given data, and they're behaviorally aware. That's why the best sales organizations right now are investing in some more training, specifically something we offer. It's called behavior-based training, adapting to the DISC or personality styles. And yeah, I may joke around with our sales training is the best on the planet, but it's only because I've watched it turn quiet order takers into confident deal makers. So if you hear more about that, just, you know, message me, let me know. What now? Here's the bottom line. We're halfway through the year almost. And yes, some of you are behind plan. And some of you are in panic mode, but Q3 and Q4 are still out there. Okay, this is your second chance. The second quarter felt like a punch in the gut. You don't have to limp into Q3. Okay, you don't have to limp into third quarter. You can walk in with a plan. You can tighten your message, streamline your operations, and sharpen your sales sword. All right, you can go from panic mode to performance mode. But look, it's not going to happen by accident. It's going to happen by showing up with intention. So here's what I want you to do this week. Three takeaways from this. Number one, audit your visibility. Are you present where your buyers are? Okay, are you out there in social media? Are you giving them information, content to help them through this time? Are you informing them of the latest price increases or price changes or supply chain issues? Okay, number two, you gotta audit your systems. Do you have a repeatable way to win? Again, do you have the basics down? Are you performing the basics flawlessly? All right, third one, audit your sales team. Are they trained to adapt, or are they just hoping to close, or are they just hoping to walk into an order? You're not as far off as you think. It's, you know, there's still time to hit your number. There's still time to course correct. There's still time to lead with excellence. But here's the thing. You need a thought partner. You need someone who's been in the trenches and knows how to turn a stuck business into a smooth machine. I've done it several times. And I've also been involved in organizations where it hasn't happened. Okay, so I want to help you. And again, you know where to find me. All my contact information is below on this. And I'll leave you with this. Panic is not a strategy, but clarity, that's a superpower. So let's get after it. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And you've been watching the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And if this episode helps you, please share it with someone in your network. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe button. I want to help you. So if I can't help you, if I don't hear from you. Anyway, until next time, keep building smarter. Hang in there. You could do it. See ya.